Every day, Ed Bogish goes to work inside of a science experiment. But he's more the guinea pig than the scientist, and he likes it that way.
We also have a roof that has plants on it. It's called a green roof, although right now it's red. And that's a system for managing stormwater.
Bogish is the director of the Syracuse Center of Excellence, and much of its headquarters is a living, breathing laboratory. Right now, he's standing on top of it, explaining the different weather readings the building is taking. The Center of Excellence, or COE building, opened 2 years ago this month. The center focuses on energy and environmental systems. It's one of six in the state, each with a different focus, created a decade ago to encourage innovation and the commercialization of scientific research. That means connecting academia with private enterprise. Syracuse University's Associate Provost for Entrepreneurship and Innovation, Bruce Kingma, has been able to take advantage of that. He's working with the center to start a new green entrepreneurship program. He says if you want to do a project like that, it has to include the COE.
It is an incredibly important organization, not only in the world of sustainability, but the world of entrepreneurship. So it's sort of that intersection of entrepreneurship, sustainability, and university.
Not all of the COEs have a physical location, even 10 years into the program. Kingma says it's a big help having a location to encourage networking and collaboration. The Syracuse Center of Excellence has plenty of space for meetings. Behind windows designed to control light levels are several conference rooms and offices, eagerly awaiting bodies to fill them. Director Ed Bogish contends that just because the building may appear empty at times, it offers an ever-ready resource.
It's kind of like the gym. You know, you come to the gym to work out, you come to our headquarters to use the labs because we have some unique equipment. And we can do some things here that people can't do on their own campuses or at their own companies.
Some new workout equipment will be going into the bottom floor of the COE soon.
Now we're going downstairs into our laboratory wing.
The lower level of the Center of Excellence is empty right now, except for large parts of a water study waiting to be assembled. Also slated to go into the space is a biofuel laboratory for SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry Professor Mike Kelleher. His project has been delayed while funding gets worked out. He suspects a lot of projects that could be using the COE have had similar problems.
So I think there's a little bit of a challenge just sort of where we are in the economy as far as the funding opportunity. So it may not be as utilized as it could be if the economic conditions were different.
Along with work on water and biofuels, the COE hosts a number of experiments on temperature control and indoor air quality.
You can go over and actually put your hand on the pipe and get a feeling for, you know, what does 70 degrees feel like? What does 64 degrees feel like?
So just from using the ground, we're keeping it about 4 or 5 degrees cooler in here.
Right.
The lab is named for Willis Carrier, founder of Carrier Air Conditioning, which was once headquartered in Syracuse. Bogish hopes that with help from his center, indoor climate control will be reinvented here. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for InnovationTrail.org.